Part 1. Kevin, the Dark Side Hacker. The Roscoe Gang. It was partnership, if not exactly friendship, that kept the group together. Each member possessed a special strength, considered essential for what needed to be done. Roscoe was the best computer programmer and a natural leader. Susan Thunder prided herself on her knowledge of military computers and a remarkable ability to manipulate people, especially men. Stephen Rhodes was especially good with telephone equipment. And aside from his sheer persistence, Kevin Mitnick had an extraordinary talent for talking his way into anything. For a while, during its early days in 1980, the group was untouchable. Susan was infatuated with Roscoe, but she never cared much for his constant companion, Kevin Mitnick. For his part, Kevin barely gave Susan the time of day. They learned to tolerate one another because of Roscoe, but for all their mutual hostility, Susan and Kevin shared a fascination with telephones and the telephone network. It was a fascination that came to dominate their lives. Susan, Kevin, Roscoe, and Stephen were phone freaks. By their own definition, freaks were telephone hobbyists more expert at understanding the workings of the Bell system than most Bell employees. The illegality of exploring the nooks and crannies of the phone system added a sense of adventure to freaking. But the mechanical components of telephone networks were rapidly being replaced by computers that switched calls electronically, opening a new and far more captivating world for the telephone underground. By 1980, the members of this high-tech Los Angeles gang weren't just phone freaks who talked to each other on party lines and made free telephone calls. Kevin and Roscoe, in particular, were taking phone freaking into the growing realm of computers. By the time they had learned how to manipulate the very computers that controlled the phone system, they were calling themselves computer hackers. Kevin was the only one of the original group to go even deeper, to take an adolescent diversion to the point of obsession. Susan, Roscoe, and Steve liked the control and the thrill, and they enjoyed seeing their pranks replayed for them in the newspapers. But almost a decade later, it would be Kevin, the one who hid from publicity, who would come to personify the public's nightmare vision of the malevolent computer hacker.